Peace, King and Queens. This is In Living Black, episode 174. Yes. I am JD. I'm here with a beautiful brother of mine.
Bari. Young Yarra.
And we're back with another episode. First, I want to shout out my guest here, you know what I mean, for coming up.
Thank you for coming here. Appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
You know what I'm saying?
It's always glad seeing you here, as always.
Cheers.
Cheers. Man. We got some tequila on here. We got the Starbucks cups. We back with the raw energy. Bari, how are you?
I'm gorgeous.
You gorgeous?
Beautiful.
Yeah. We actually do have a guest coming. He's just running a little late.
Sure.
Right? The MTA system is trash. It is what it is. Probably they looking for somebody. Something's happening. It is what it is. You know what I mean? It is what it is. We're here. It's a couple of things I want to tap into, though.
Tap in.
But before we get there, Najee's in the room. Steph is in the room.
This is a special occasion.
Steph is in the room right
Steph
now.
Steph is in here.
Steph is in the fucking room.
I wish we had a Steph cam, I ain't going to lie.
Oh, yeah. Steph cam.
I really just want Steph to just pop into the camera real quick. I know he's not going to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's special when Steph pop out.
Maybe on episode 200, it'll probably pop out.
Sorry, 200, yeah.
The episode 200.
Got to be real big gangster.
This is episode 174. Yeah, episode 174.
We're creeping up.
Yeah, we're creeping up on that.
Next year, maybe my hybrids.
Next year, no.
I don't know. I'm not good at math. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yeah. I have no idea. I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
Are you good at math?
You know what?
So, yeah, exactly. Don't do that. Come on, I can tell.
I am good at math.
Do the math then.
JD, all right, say this. What's 8 times 9?
Oh, I don't know. Yo, you can't put me on the. You can't put me on a spot like that, though. You can't put me on a spot. Because 9 times 9 is 81.
Okay.
Is it?
What's 8 times 8?
Oh, 64.
Okay, what's 8 times 9?
Damn. Yo, you know what? Shout out to Yoma. She put me on the spot right here. I ain't gonna lie. She fucking me up. She graduated college, though. You could tell. You understand what I'm saying? I didn't graduate college, and there's a reason for that. Mm-hmm. Always got stuck in that accounting class. You know what I mean? I wasn't good with the terminologies and shit.
I understand.
You know what I mean? Yo, I like this shit you got going on right now.
What's that?
The bucket hat off the scene. Shout out Lil Queso.
Shout out to the Lil Queso. Okay.
That's where you went this week. How was that?
Facts. Off the Scene is a brand. They had a pop-up event in Williamsburg this past weekend. And there was a few vendors in there. And our brother Kev, Lil Queso, was selling some teas and his art at the spot. So I had to pull up on my brother, you know what I mean, supporting shit. But yeah, it was tight. I didn't stay there long. I just went to the support and just...
And then dipped out?
Facts.
Not even 30 minutes?
Probably not. Probably only 30 minutes, maybe.
Did you see him?
For sure, yeah.
Okay, chopped it up. And
absolutely.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know what I mean? He showed a lot of love, too.
Yeah, that's our guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our guy.
That's definitely our guy. Definitely. I definitely wish I could pull up, but like when I had looked up how to get there, it was legit only buses.
Really?
I was not taking a bus, bro.
How is that possible?
It's very possible.
Why?
It's just possible. I feel like I had to take 3 bus.
How do you normally get to Williamsburg?
I had to take the L train.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. So how'd I get to the L train? Is taking the train up to Manhattan and then taking the L train back to Brooklyn. You feel what I'm saying? Really? But I guess like the L train might not have been it. Did you take the L train at all?
Yeah.
That's you did?
I took.
Well, listen, I don't know how I couldn't get
the L train to Jefferson.
I swear to God, I looked at the address and it wasn't there. That's, you know what I'm saying? Crazy. It just said B 50 something. It just said B and the number that I didn't recognize, and I was like, I can't go.
Damn, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Respect to Kev, though. I definitely wish I could pull up.
For sure, though.
I just couldn't go to West Bubba at that minute. You know what I'm saying?
I understand.
But I understand. I definitely wanted to pull because it just looked like a whole beautiful black event. You know what I mean?
It was.
You know, I like being a part of that shit before this COVID mandate is popping through. That's going to be the issue for us. And I can't, you know what I mean? This is my last hangout. It's my last hangout before I got to stay inside like a hermit and shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can't come outside. I might fucking, you know what? I might conform, though. I might take that vaccination.
You might conform?
I might numb the arm.
You might numb the arm, right?
Yeah. Because your arm get numb, right? When you took it, did your arm get numb? It hurt? Your arm got numb?
Yeah, it felt like... My arm was like in a knot. It was like heavy.
Uh-huh.
And it felt hard.
That's interesting.
Yours didn't feel like that at all?
No, it was just very sore. But it wasn't numb, though. It was just very, very sore for like first the last 2 days.
For the last 2 days.
Yeah, right now I'm good. Like it got progressively sore like the first day.
I grabbed you, then you was like, that's the arm though.
Yeah, you grabbed me like right where I got shot at.
Okay, my bad.
You know what I mean, but
oh, shot at. Dang, I got shot at.
I mean, you know, they shoot you up. They gonna shoot you up. Now.
They gonna shoot you up.
You know what I'm saying?
I might have to do it though. I might have to do that shit. I ain't gonna lie.
I understand.
Like I might have to like do it, but if I could like make it last as long as I could, where I don't have to do it, then I'd rather not.
For sure.
You get what I'm saying?
1,000%.
1,000%. But you already know what came out this week. CLB. Drake.
The boy.
I don't know about you, but the energy was different.
And
going into Drake album.
Okay, well, how, in what way?
You know, when Drake is about to drop, there's an event. At least from what I can see. Twitter, Instagram, all the socials.
Yeah.
And by all the socials, that's all I'm talking about. Because we don't go on Facebook and shit no more. Mm. When's the last time you've been on Facebook? Mm. Never. But anyways, point is, it was an event. So I was excited. I waited up to 12 o'clock. He didn't drop. He said, yo, 2 o'clock is going to be out. And I said, all right, I'll stay up. I stayed up, downloaded it, but didn't listen. Mm. I was tired. I needed fresh ears.
How are you going to go through all that trouble and be like, actually, never mind.
Yeah, nah, yeah, yeah. Like
I just should have listened to
No. But I didn't know I was going to be tired. So at 12 o'clock, I was up. But by 2, I was like, I'm a little tired. You know what I mean? I'm getting older with this age right now.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? I'm approaching old age right now. So I'm getting a little tired and shit. Anyways, I get up in the morning, make my matcha. That's what I'm saying?
Hey.
Yes, and see, you only got some matcha right there.
We all had matcha today.
Yeah, we all had matcha today, yeah, type shit. Made my avocado toast.
You had that green wave.
Uh-huh. Yeah, very. Green. It was very green. See what I'm saying? Because I was inviting money. You understand what I'm saying? See what Drake do to you, right?
Is that what he does?
No, listen to what I'm saying. I told you that Cha-Cha, I'm a Drake stan. Hey, I admit it. It is
he
what
finally
it is.
Finally admitted it, bro.
I'm a Drake stan. I don't care. I'm here.
You shouldn't care.
No, I don't.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing is wrong. I'm here. I'm here with Drake. Now, I sit down. Title. CLB. Press the first song. Boom. Put up on my speakers loud. When that first song came on, I said, oh, pause. Don't do that.
Don't do what?
What he did.
What did he do?
That Masego fucking
sample.
Yeah. I was like, that's what you doing?
Crazy.
Copy. Because you know Drake with the intros be tough.
Right, he don't miss.
He does not miss. So I said, oh, you know what? Let me relax. Resettle myself. Press play again. It's an event. Like, I don't think people understand what that is.
You press it again. You have in your own listening party.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And I feel like we should have listening parties for real when like major artists drop. Like if Kendrick Lamar dropped, why not have a listening party? You understand what I'm saying?
Let's get together.
Let's get together and let's enjoy it together.
I've never done that.
And I think we should. But at least for like one artist of one, Kendrick Lamar is one of the artists of a generation. You understand what I'm saying? Point blank period. So is Drake. But I know y'all ain't going to do that for Drake.
I would.
You would?
Mean, if somebody asked me to come somewhere, then why
So what's up? Next Drake drop, be out.
Oh, we could just... Oh, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, I'll come to your crib. I'm not coming to Far Rock. You're right. I lied.
Hopefully, by the time next Drake album comes out, I won't be in Far Rock.
Exactly. You leveled up.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyways. As the album plays, Drake is rapping. And I'm like, oh, this is what we asked for. Second song comes on, Poppy's Home. Oh, he's going even more crazy. He's rapping. I'm like, okay. But this is not certified lover boy. You get what I'm saying? It didn't fall in place with the concept of the album to me. Because I'm trying to hear R&B straight up and down. You get
what
I'm saying?
Because as fans, we all told ourselves it was going to be an R&B album, even though he said nothing of the sort.
He didn't say nothing of the sort. But like when you call your album certified lover boy, you assume it's going to be a toxic R&B album.
100%. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is that album cover about?
Because he was 9 months late. literally, that's what everyone told me. That's what Twitter said. Like, he was 9 months, because he's supposed to release it in January, but he ended up releasing in September, so he's 9 months late. Yeah, yeah. It's corny. Very corny.
But he thrives at being corny.
I mean, me and Jabari talks about this all the time. Drake is the most corniest superstar we have ever seen. However, he thrives in that shit. He know he corny. He lets that shit just go off.
And clearly nobody cares enough to do anything about it.
Oh no, well, like, he makes fantastic music.
Not going anywhere.
He makes fantastic music.
For sure.
Hold up. See, cause not a guest texting me and shit. I just told him to come up. However, so the third song comes on. I'm not going through the track list on how I feel, but the third song comes on and it just goes like, what is it? Girls need, girls want girls. And I'm like, damn, Drake. You almost had me, man. I thought you was about to give us something. Thought you was about to give us a classic.
Is that what you thought? For real, though?
I did. From the first two songs.
Based on the first two?
The first two songs was rap. Like, he was rapping. He was like, it was like a different energy from like any other project that I've heard from him. On the first two songs off rip, he don't rap in the beginning of the album, he don't rap like that. The first song maybe, but the second song never. Feel what I'm saying? So I thought he was about to go crazy. I thought it was going to be a real rap album, like a real dope project. He didn't give me that shit, man. I was very disappointed. While going through the track list, I heard a song with Jay-Z. Come through, cuz.
Pull up, God.
Pull up, man.
Pull up, God.
I thought going through the track list. Yo, we got Dane Richards. We got Dane Richards coming up in here.
Peace, God.
What's good, King? I'm chilling, bro. Beautiful. That's you right here. See if you get sneak up on that. I know the train's got you and shit like that. In fact, now, nah, yeah, you got, come on, now you got the mirror. Come on, you going crazy. They can see you, so I ain't doing shit. I see what you do. I see what you doing. What's up, bro?
I'm good, man. God is good. I'm blessed. How y'all been?
Chilling, man. You already know the vibes, man. You know, we just vibing. You know the vibes. It's been a while, man. It's your third time coming here. You a friend of the show. Fuck that.
I'm a regular at this. Nah,
it's a third time coming. Yeah. Yeah, like,
you became a sneaky veteran.
On some real talk. That shit.
Hey, that's good. It's always love. Y'all know how it goes.
Yo, I appreciate that, man. You know, I saw that. I know we talking about CLB here, but did you listen to CLB?
I did. I definitely did.
What you mean? I gotta get the listeners. I gotta make sure they know that he listened to that shit. You know what I'm saying? What's your first thoughts on it?
Listening first time off rip?
Yeah, first time off rip. I had just gave like a whole scenario of like how I sat down and listened and shit.
When I listened to it off rip, I could tell it was like, okay, I could tell he layered it a certain way on purpose.
Okay.
Like he kind of teased the Certified Lover Boy thing for a while. So he was like, all right, let me start off with the R&B shit. Mm. Let me start off with it. Let me start off with the slow songs. And then he started getting into like, I'm too sexy for my...
Like the production was too slow is what you're saying.
Yeah. It started off very slow.
Yeah, yeah.
But I feel like he eased into it. Mm. The thing about it is even though it started off slow, you have to really listen to what he's saying because he's dropping a lot of gems.
Yeah, yeah. Like toxic gems.
Catching that.
Yeah, I know.
You know I'm catching those. Yeah, yeah. So.
Come on.
Yeah.
the toxic gems I didn't catch all real. I was just really listening to the... To the production.
The production is amazing on that album.
The production is really good. It's heavy. It's not 40's best work, but it's good though. It's like facts. It's decent.
How many joints did 40 do though? Like
he did majority of the project.
Really?
He did majority of the project.
Doesn't he do that on almost all Drake's
That More Life shit. I don't even know what Drake albums for real. Like I don't know what, but like on that More Life shit, it wasn't that much. And I think on Scorpion, he had a few, but he had like Drake had like a lot of like his camp, like the TM88s and all that other shit on the projects of Scorpion and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. But so you first listened and that was it. Like he was like, this is it.
Yeah, nah. It started off slow and then I started getting to like, okay, this is like hit Drake.
Yeah,
like forming in towards the middle of the
album.
How
you feel about that hit Drake?
I love it.
Yeah,
I love it. I feel like that's the Drake that we wanted to go toe to toe with Kanye.
Mm. Najee laughs. He'll probably don't
Am
think
I lying? He laugh for a reason. He knows, right? It's a fact. It's a fact.
I mean, here's my take on the CLB right here.
Okay. Okay.
Here's my take.
Hold on, let me.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Drake has no skips on this project, right? No. But it's not better than Donda. And I'm not trying to even pit it against each other because it's two different projects,
mm-hmm.
right? But like just the sake for the internet type shit.
Okay.
Donda has skips. But music-wise, it depends what you like listen to music for.
Okay.
Type shit.
I could agree with that.
Musicality-wise, nah. Donda knocked Drake out the park.
So let me ask you a question now.
Okay.
Which one is going to last longer?
Ooh. Donda, 1,000%.
I don't think so.
Donda.
I couldn't disagree.
I don't think so.
I couldn't disagree.
So talk to me.
Well, first of all, I think it's very fair to compare Donda and CLB only because Kanye and Drake set it up for it to be compared.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I mean? Right. Most definitely.
Like, they go hand in hand.
They're on the same level, but I'm talking about musicality-wise. They're not the same.
For sure.
Yeah.
But like they've been fucking petty beefing for mad long. You can't help but compare it to, right?
Yeah.
But I say Drake shit's going to last longer just because niggas is all for Kanye, really. Like, niggas ain't really going to listen to Donda 10 years from now, dog. Like, it's Drake.
It's Drake.
And Drake makes very...
Drake has timeless music.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
not to say Kanye don't, because we all know Kanye.
Yeah, for sure.
But I definitely feel like this, like, the Donda album was like, all right, let me get the hype.
Yeah.
Let me get... And you can't front, like, what really made the album, bro? The features.
I mean, not let me get the hype, but like...
Features really made this album. I think the people, you gotta be
a certain kind of person to like really want to hear Kanye talk about his faith in God and shit like that. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's gonna last as long as just a Drake hit.
It's more than just his faith in God though. The content of it is like really like family and all that other stuff. Like the content is really good.
Niggas don't want to hear that, bro. I'm sorry. I'm talking about people, bro. That ain't compared to Drake.
Your faith? No, like, listen. Now, you ask me who's going to be here long, right? Long term. I think Drake is always going to be here, period.
No, I mean like what album is going to last longer?
Oh. CLB. Well, CLB.
Question.
CLB.
For sure. It's undeniable.
Yeah, because Drake, that's why I'm saying like, look, Drake has no skips. Kanye does. Like Kanye has shit you could delete, but musicality wise, it's better than CLB. But CLB, right? There's no skips because Drake doesn't make bad music. Unless it's Ratchet Happy Birthday, and that's just egregious.
I ain't gonna hold you. I love that song though.
Huh?
I love that song.
What the fuck?
It's your birthday. I love that song.
What? You're a Drake stan?
Huh?
You're a Drake stan?
Drake what?
Stan. Like you like like you're a fan of Drake. I am. I mean, I could
admit if a song is whack.
It's whack, okay. Right.
You're an objective stan. I mean, most stans aren't objective for real. They just accept everything as great. You know what I mean?
Like, I might be that way with J. Cole. I ain't gonna lie.
Sure, that's fair.
Yeah, you probably thought KOD was fire. Shit.
What do you mean? I thought it was fire. What are you talking about?
Nah.
It's fire.
Nah. You saw you switched up the voice? You saw you switched up?
Yeah, like he felt offended.
It is fire.
What you mean, nigga?
You didn't like KOD?
Here's the thing.
It's just like yes or no.
Nah, well, no. Well, like it's not good.
KOD is not good. When it first was released, but I haven't gone back to it. I don't think it has good replay value at all.
Nah, not at all.
It hasn't aged well at all.
Not at all. It wasn't good. But with CLB though, I enjoy it. Like I go back to it and stuff like that. But I just Donda, I think could like also be on that test of time shit. It just depends on who, on what you're listening for. Like Drake is a mood, right? If I got some girl issues or money thing and shit like that, then yeah, like I'm listening to like Drake, you know what I mean? But if I'm like trying to be on some like faith, heaven and thou shit, and I just want to hear good music, like musicality wise, like instruments and all this stuff and like singing and shit, I would listen to Donda. With mixed in there with some good raps, some good bars, probably not from Ye, but from the features.
But see, and that's my thing.
Mm.
What you just said is like that. I feel like that really made the album. Is the features?
And you don't think for that same thing for Drake for this project at least?
Nah, not really.
Nah, you don't think so?
No.
Because I feel like the little quotes that we was getting the week of for the album is like, oh nah, Drake is on some real toxic shit. But it's toxic shit that we could relate to.
I love
we all toxic.
Oh yeah,
I love it.
We all toxic.
Yeah, that's your bag. We all toxic.
Yeah. And we know it.
Yeah.
So I feel like what he was saying within his lyrics, within the songs, that's what also makes it timeless. Because no matter what time and age period it is, it's always going to be there.
Mm.
Now with Kanye, don't get me wrong. Kanye is an artist that will always be remembered, and he's a legend, living legend as it is.
Yeah.
But I feel like with the album, it was so much hype on what's going on now. Like the music that's going on now, like even Favi, nobody was expecting Favi to put out a verse like that on Off the Grid.
Nah, I did not.
You feel me? Like I'm over here. I'm like, okay, who wrote it? How much times did he have to rewrite it? Like, and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but
it's stuff like that that made me be like, okay, nah, this is fire. But it's for the moment.
Yeah, I think Favi was definitely the star of that project. Yeah, that Off the Grid shit is crazy.
Wasn't expecting that even a little bit.
Nah, not at all. I mean, a friend of mine told me that he raps like that, but I never listened to a 5-year old project, I'm gonna be honest. So I don't know.
Oh.
Is that true?
Oh, you don't know. He be rapping? Oh, so I didn't know that. But like that shit was fire. I don't know. Maybe I'm just me personal bias, because I'm a more fan of Kanye than Drake. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
Still at this point.
Still at this point. Even still at this point. Cause I know like Kanye be on some bullshit, red hat shit, and all that shit. I get that. You know what I'm saying? I was mad at him the same way everyone was too as well. You know what I mean? I wasn't fucking with him for a while. But music-wise, I'm always going to fuck with Ye. Period. No matter what. I'm going to listen to it even if I, like, if it's trash, I'm a demon that's trash. Like Ye, like that Ye album that he had, right? And then that Jesus is King. I don't like those albums.
I really like that album.
Well, Jesus is King.
Jesus is King.
A lot of people loved it.
I still never heard it.
Like that. You never heard it?
No.
Yeah, he was over Kanye.
It got a few bangers on it. I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah.
Yeah, he was over Kanye at that point. But like, I was like, yo.
You don't like Christian Kanye?
No, I just don't like Kanye West anymore. Like, I don't like him anymore, so I'm cool.
Okay.
I mean, it's not him.
Because I ain't going to lie to you.
I ain't being a Christian. I just don't. I'm cool on him.
Okay. You know? I could agree with that a little bit. Because I ain't going to lie. Like, I feel like the three album release parties, like.
That
was like a cry for attention. To me, it's like, okay, bro, like, we get it. The album is coming out. Just put it out already.
Just put it out. Yeah, he was doing too much. That was, that rollout, like, I fucked with it the first time.
Yeah, the first time was great. I was like, okay, this is some epic shit.
Yeah, but you could also tell it wasn't finished, right? Like, low-key in some songs, you could tell it wasn't finished. The second shit he did, I was like, oh, this shit is finished. This is done.
And like he did it in Chicago.
And he did it in Chicago, yeah. And he did it in Chicago in the last one, but the second time he did was ATL, and I was like, this is finished. Like, leave it.
Oh, he did an ATL twice.
Yeah, I think so, right? Yeah, he did an ATL twice and then Chicago last. I said, you shouldn't do this. You know what I mean? But I'm glad it was released, because if he had just kept it until Drake dropped, then it would have put Kanye on his ass, because Drake is obviously outselling Kanye. Kanye did 500,000 copies in the first week.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, if he did that, Drake is definitely platinum. You know what I'm saying? In the first week.
What you mean for CLB?
CLB, yeah, for sure.
Oh, y'all didn't hear? He broke the streaming record.
Oh, yeah, I know he broke the streaming record, but I want to know, like, what's the first week sales? Because if it's the first week sales, he goes, like, 700 to a mil as an artist in this time.
That's Lil Wayne numbers.
That's exactly, like, back in the day.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Wayne numbers.
I know you're an artist yourself. Like, I know you, I see you tapping in there. You know what I mean?
From the last time I was here, I told y'all.
Yeah, you did.
I was applying pressure.
You do say shit and you put it in the air and shit be coming to you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that you have a song out. You want to shout it out? Go ahead, do that thing.
Oh, which one? Which
that
which,
song which? With Partisan?
Oh, that's the thing. That's in the works.
Oh, that's in the works.
That's in the works.
Oh, I thought it was out.
Nah.
Nah.
The homie, like, it's crazy because I met up with him yesterday. Again, and he recognized me from the videos.
Yeah,
funny enough, I did I was booked for a video shoot 2 years ago with him. So he didn't even remember that. And when we chopped it up, he was like, "Oh shit! Like, it's crazy how shit come
full fruition,
full circle." You feel me? But I'm into works with talking with him and his team and stuff like that, his people. So the song ain't even there yet, but the talk is there from last night for sure.
Okay, I thought it was there. I was like, I was seeing something. I was like, hold on now. And I thought I saw like a little like a little cover photo or something like that. You know what I mean?
Nah, it's coming though.
That's coming.
It's coming.
Trying to move your way and shit.
Dad, I'm cool with East now, so you know I'm tapping with the city too. Yeah.
I saw that. That's dope.
Yep.
Yeah. So you was some like real heavy hitters out here on some rapping shit, especially from New York.
That's what I'm saying. And that makes it even better.
Yeah.
Because anytime like it's crazy. Because anytime I get out of New York, they already recognize me from the videos. Yeah. But now that they know I'm doing music too, so it's like, okay, so I already got my city tapped in, so
yeah,
it's lit. It's always love.
How's that been for you, like transitioning from like the social media stuff to like to the music and shit?
It's been really easy, actually. Surprising enough, a lot of people, they actually started following me from the freestyles I was putting on my page.
Right.
And then they started to see like, oh, you do music too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do videos too.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, so now it's working like hand in hand now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They tap in, they go on the SoundCloud, or they try to like hit me up. You got anything on Apple Music yet? But I'm not putting out a project until Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving Day is when the project will drop.
Okay. So you already got a day. Why Thanksgiving?
Why not? I'm everybody home, yeah. Chilling.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm gonna show y'all what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for all the fans that support me. So here y'all go. Boom. Back. Easy.
Okay.
I'm on my Fab shit.
I like that. I like that. Oh yeah, that Fab. Yeah, Fab used to do that shit all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like when you get in rooms with established artists, do you feel like you have like more to prove? Because they might just see you as a social media guy. Like, not like I really rap for real, just in case they don't know that you do music.
I do.
Like, I gotta spit to y'all niggas for real.
I do.
I'm really.
But the crazy part is, I'm the type of artist where it's like, I'm not gonna freestyle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not gonna freestyle for you. I'm not gonna be like, oh, listen to this verse. Nah, like, listen to this put together song that I have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, listen to the verse, listen to the catchy hook that I have, and listen to the substance matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the subject matter. Because at the end of the day, you could be an amazing rapper, but you could be a trashy artist.
Of course.
And a lot of people don't understand that. So once you actually hear the music, you hear the beat, you hear how I'm flowing on it, you hear how I switch up and how I'm versatile. All right, cool, bet. Nah, this nigga's really an artist.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, if you want to rap, don't do it to yourself.
Oh.
Like, I'm very competitive. Like,
wow.
Please don't.
That's how you coming.
Most definitely.
I like that.
Most definitely.
I like that energy.
I want you to approach some Dave East shit like that. I would love to say that shit, huh? Go ball for ball on some shit like that. That'd be dope.
Oh no, for sure. It's love, but I'm trying to murder you.
Yeah. That's that New York energy. Cause you are from Brooklyn.
For sure. Oh, you already know the vibes, yeah. Bed-Stuy. You already know.
Exactly. You know what I mean? From the style. So that's that New York energy. And listen, you've been here 3 times. We ain't really even trying to interview you. We just chopping shit up. You know?
Oh, of course. It's love at this point. It's regular shit.
And everybody watching knows who Dane is for real.
I would assume so.
You know what I'm saying?
Unless you living under a rock.
Your shit come up, because you know I've tapped into TikTok since we last spoke. Tapped into TikTok now, you know what I mean? So like I'm learning the ropes of TikTok.
Okay. Okay.
It's strange still to me, but well, as far as like In Living Black, I don't have my own personal shit.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
For In Living Black, we got a TikTok and shit. I'm still learning, but definitely you be popping up on my For You page and shit. I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy. Like, you'll just go like that. You just run into the, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mad likes, mad views. I'm like, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Has that shit ever like made you feel like flustered in the moment? Like, have you ever felt like, yo, this mad shit, this is a lot going on?
Nah, not even, because I feel like I've built up to it already.
Mm.
Like, a lot of people don't know. Like, I tell you all the time, I started this shit in 2014.
Yeah.
Right, you've been doing it for a while.
So I already know how to go about it. I've been through the bullshit. I've been through the mistakes. I've been through the little bit of the hood famous era. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. I've been through it already. So now at this point, like, I'm seasoned and I know how to move. I know how to maneuver. It's like second nature now.
Yeah.
You know?
You doing well, man. I'm proud of you.
Appreciate that, bro.
I just want to shout you out for real, for real. I'm proud of you for real.
Thank you, on that type of time,
because you know we came a long way.
Oh no, I see y'all. Look where we at. Like, come on, we all growing. We all getting better here now.
As we should.
You know what I mean? And we met good people along the way. Shout out to Yomi.
Shout out to Homie Yomi.
Yeah, Homie Yomi. Is that the nickname? Because I had said
that's Homie Yomi.
That's the name.
I had told her something else. That was a nickname. I can't remember what it was. I don't know, but you had called her something else, and that was a beautiful.
It was Homie Yomi.
It was Homie Yomi?
Homie Yomi.
Oh, damn.
Homie Yomi.
I feel like it was something else. I'm going to have to look at it.
Yoms?
No, not Yoms.
Oh.
I don't like Yoms.
Oh, my God. How you feel about Yoms? You like it or not?
Nah, I don't like it.
I won't do it then.
So this is the team now.
No, this we squad. We big squad.
We big squad. You know what I mean? Squad. You know what I mean?
Squad.
Okay. Naji squad. you know, because every since we came back, we had Najee a part of it, and then it's just been a great show ever since. You
that's
know what good. I mean?
That's what's up.
That's a fact.
Bro. Content creator, whatever, you know, producer, everything. This guy's what's the nickname for you? P Notch? Puffy. No, for real though. For real though. At the end of the day. So what's next for you though, type shit, like besides the music and stuff like that? Like, I see you acting.
Yes, sir.
You spoke about that last time.
I did.
See, I like
and
that.
And I flew out.
And you flew out.
Did.
I flew out to Atlanta.
Yeah, you was in ATL for a minute.
I got some work done.
Come on now. Woo!
I got some work done.
Come on now.
Still can't talk about it like
but he's probably with Tyler Perry and shit. You know what I mean? Sitting down and
hey, I'm trying to be. Oh, I'm trying to be. But I get news back in either December or January. I actually got to fly back out there and then, you know, let your premiere and stuff like that.
So. God damn. That ain't that crazy, like how you be doing work 6-7 months before and then like shit come out in December and then your whole life changed because you don't never know what might
it takes. I actually read that somewhere. I think it was a quote saying like you could be working for years,
yeah,
but you just need one big break.
Yeah.
The moment you get that one big break, your whole life changes.
Facts.
Instantly. Yeah, I got a friend I used to work with. She's an actress as well. And she, when she got this role in Netflix, I mean, overnight type shit, as I'm working with her, I'm like, yo, you're like up. Like, you know what I mean? Because she had like...
Man, doors open, right?
Bro, she had same amount of followers as I did. Legit, the next day, she had like 11,000.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh... And then, you know, obviously it just trickles up and shit like that. And I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, you're lit. She obviously put her 2 weeks in right there. And you know what I mean? Like, yo, I have to go. I have to leave. I'm getting roles here. No, you know what I mean?
She's respectful with it. She says, respectfully, I'm going to go.
I got to go.
Me, I just would have.
Because you're with.
Yeah, facts.
You're on coming back.
You're on a red carpet with Lena Waithe.
That's tight.
You feel what I'm saying? So, like, when those type of doors open for you, it's like, wow. Like, what he says is, like, really facts. It's like, sometimes shit just go. And I know, like, he always clown on me. Because when I told you, I said, I know Joey Badass, but you know what I mean? So I'm like, you always clown on me. It's all right. It's all right. But legit, I remember us in high school and his first shit from his mixtape came out as a video. I forgot what it was called now because obviously that was way back then. But, like, on MTV. That morning, as I'm getting dressed for school, I see this nigga on MTV. I'm like, yo, that's fucking Javon. Joey Badass.
Right.
I'm like, this is crazy. And he lived right next to me. So as I saw, I'm like, yo, bro, I saw your show on MTV, blah, blah, blah. And blah, blah, blah. And it was, we had came back from Italy. But you wasn't there. You didn't go to Italy trip. Mm-hmm. We had came back from Italy. I said, yo, bro, how you feel? Like, you know what I mean? You like on... You on MTV and shit. He's like, yeah, man, life about to change. That was the last time I saw him.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And
that makes sense.
It's like beautiful, though, that how that shit just like, and it just spirals into like whatever it is, you know what I mean? What's the first thing you think you might do when you come into that type of like notoriety and like big checks and shit like that?
As in like what I'll buy first?
Oh, well, like whatever. What talk about, you know, we shooting the shits.
All right. Buy in terms, I ain't going to be ignorant. I ain't gonna be ignorant.
I mean, if you want to be ignorant,
I want to be, but I ain't gonna do all that.
Well, about
first and foremost,
strip club and shit.
Nah, that's it's still ignorant. Yeah, it's still ignorant. Nah, first and foremost, I got to take care of the parents. You know, like I got to take care of the fam.
Oh, sure.
My parents, my brothers. Once that's taken care of, okay, now we can get into the ignorant shit.
Get into the ignorant.
You feel me? But it ain't gonna be too ignorant. It ain't gonna be nothing too crazy. You feel me? I'm gonna get myself my dream car.
What's
I'm gonna move to that is a Chevy Z08.
Okay.
Not Chevy. I'm
bugging. You know what that is?
Corvette. Corvette.
Yo, Steph, you know what that? You know what that is?
Yeah. Well, Corvette, Steph is
Corvette,
a car.
Corvette. Yeah. All right. And then what? You say you gonna move where?
I actually want to move to LA.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
I would love to move to
LA. I feel like you move to LA, your life might change forever type shit too.
I went there for 1 week and I was just like, yeah, nah, I love this. I hate the rain. I hate the snow.
The drink,
it
man.
Barely rains. What about it?
The juice.
Oh, my fault.
My bad.
Okay. Are you good?
And then what happened?
It barely rains in LA.
It barely rains in LA. Yeah, that's not good. That's always why sunny. Wildfires and shit, though.
Yeah, I can see where that
looks. Hey, where I'm going to be at, I ain't going to worry about that.
Oh.
Do you still do everything like Dolo, or do you have some kind of team around you right at this point?
Oh, man.
That's a great question.
Ooh. Matter of fact, I have to talk about this. No, please, I have to talk about this for anybody that's either a content creator, influencer, artist, whatever the case may be. Be very careful of the people that you work with and the people that claim that they here for you. They want to work with you. They have your best interests at heart. A lot of the time, no. They want to be at the forefront.
Ooh.
And if you watching this, whoever watches, you know who I'm talking about. But
millions of viewers.
Yeah.
millions of viewers.
I don't got a sugarcoat shit. Y'all going to know in the near future. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to just say it right now. If you have ever fucked with my business, you fucked up a bag. But it's all good. Because I'm going to still be here. And I'm going to still win.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be mad.
Not him looking into the camera. He's looking right through your soul.
Don't look at that shit.
I'm petty with it.
He got a few niggas in mind, too.
I do. I know. It's crazy. It's not even few. It's one specific person.
One person.
It's one specific person. So I tell y'all like this.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the first time I flew out to LA,
yeah.
I spent the week there, and then I spent like 3 weeks in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. When it came to getting... like music videos done and stuff like that. Everybody knows I do extras and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Music videos. I've always gotten paid. Since 2015, started, you know, with the small little, you get paid $150 here, $250 here, blah, blah.
Every dollar count.
Now, I actually got a bag. Like, I got a rate. So if you want to book me, you know, okay, cool. I got these numbers behind me now. So I'm probably doing your artists a favor.
Mm-hmm.
Because they probably know me more than they know your artists.
Right. That's just true. Cool. Fact.
I went out there on the humble. I was working with people. I did shit for free.
Mm.
Cause you know what? I never had this opportunity before. Let me go and say with an open mind.
Yeah.
Cool. Did that. I ain't gonna lie. I went to Tay, the guy who does hair in Atlanta.
Yeah, I do know Tay, of course.
Went to his birthday party. Met a couple people there. I met DDG. I met Coil Ray. I met Clermont Twins. It was a couple people in there that actually recognized me.
Yeah.
So it was like, okay, like this is actually dope. Like I'm around people who recognize my work.
Yeah.
Cool, great. You being recognized and people being cool with you, that still don't put money in your pocket.
Nah, not at all.
People are so caught up with the image that they feel like, okay, once you're around these people, oh, nah, this nigga made it. Yeah. He's rich.
Right.
Oh, he's up there now.
Yeah.
No, not even a little bit. I was still living at home.
Yeah.
I'm still like working with my brothers and shit on little shit. You feel me? Like it's regular. When it comes to business, the person who got me out there, this guy realized, he's in the industry, so he realized, hold on, all my industry friends, all my artists, all the actors, actresses I know, they posting this dude. Let me reach out to him. He only reached out because he wanted to be around me to make it look like he's lit.
Oh, shit. That's corny.
Hella corny. So I'm meeting all these people, and he's introducing me to them, and he does know them to a certain extent because he's in the industry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the only reason why he did it is to be like, oh, yeah, I quote unquote either manage or PR for Dane Richards, blah, blah, blah. So if you need me for this or this, just know I got him too. So blah, blah.
That's nasty game. But that's the game, though. That's the industry, though, right?
And I'm glad I caught on quick.
Yeah.
And people who met me, they were hella genuine.
Yeah.
So they let me know off rip too, like, yo, if you're going to be around this. I met three people. Two people in Atlanta and one person in LA. And he was like, yo, you around this dude, be careful.
Well, they already knew about son. He do this a lot.
Be careful. You feel me?
Clout chaser.
And I don't have nothing against anybody in this sexual orientation.
Yeah.
You feel me? But the guy was gay. Cool. I don't care if you gay. As long as you got good business,
yeah.
I don't mind working with you even a little bit.
Yeah.
I feel like he was trying to check my temperature.
Oh. Trying to see if he was... Wow.
But that was before he met me. Somebody who I knew, he was like, oh, he's not gay, not even in the least. Like, I used to work with him. Matter of fact, y'all remember Roman from Adidas?
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
Roman knows the guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay, Roman. Yeah, he's a big stylist, too, out there. Such.
Right.
Yeah.
So once he told Roman, Roman was like, oh, I know him. Like, that's the homie. Like, yeah. And he was chatting to Roman like he was, like, talking to me type shit. Oh, he's nice. Y'all, I'm telling y'all, this industry is very crazy. That's why I'm telling y'all, be careful.
Wow.
So he was talking to Roman, and Roman didn't know that he was talking about me, but he was basically saying like, yeah, it's this guy, you know, he's social media famous, blah, blah, mm-hmm. and you know, I'm trying to see what's up.
Wow.
So then once he sent Roman my stuff, Roman was like, hold on.
Yeah.
That's my homie. Nah, you got this fucked up, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? It was still a good look because I'm social media famous.
Mm. Yeah.
So when I went out there and stuff like that, I ain't gonna lie. He was cool. He never tried me because he already knew what it was.
Yeah.
But the thing was, he just wanted to be around.
Facts.
Yeah.
So his industry friends was like, oh, okay,
yeah.
You doing something. No, the fuck you not. Damn. We ain't doing shit.
Damn, that's cold shit right there.
Oh. Crazy.
So now you dolo for right now.
Oh no, now I got people that, else? Yeah. Oh,
you got some official people right now.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Trav Q. I met him and through him I met somebody who does great business. She's amazing. Shout out to Drea. And yeah, I'm getting a lot of work done now. Yeah.
I love that. It's always good to have like a woman around when you have like business and shit. Like,
I feel that way too. I don't know why, but I feel
they're
like that's better.
Smarter. Like, what to do for real.
It's just better.
You trust them. You know what I mean? Yeah, I definitely would trust a woman more than I would trust a man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I think women are just easy and they're easy to speak to. You know what
that
I mean?
Too.
Like if you like that you, too. If you have like doubts in your head and shit. You could kind of low-key be vulnerable to a woman than another guy. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I could admit that.
Yeah, it's more easier and shit. But that's crazy, though. Like, it's crazy how the industry gets you fucked up.
Hey, man. I'm glad I'm learning shit early.
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning shit now. And I've never been stupid. I always knew how to move, regardless if it was... I feel like all of us, growing up in the hood, is certain shit that you catch on to and you know how to move.
You know how niggas be
moving. So now I know how to use it. When I'm outside, when I'm in the industry, when I'm at an event, you feel me? Like it's second nature.
Yeah, hey, you ain't trying to be on no, you ain't trying to fuck with no cornball shit.
Mm-mm.
What about so like you say you saw Cola Ray? How fire she is?
Oh my god,
she fire ain't she?
Oh my, listen,
no, she fire though for real.
Anybody who know me, if you watch my Instagram, that's bae.
Oh, you know that what? I bae. Definitely seen you post that on your story.
That is bae. Listen,
but she got a man though, right?
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
He a Brooklyn nigga, man.
I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
Yeah,
you
that's
feel
real.
Me?
That's real.
Oh, shout out to Fresh also. My guy Fresh. Mm-hmm. I went with him to Connecticut.
Uh-huh.
And went to Lil Durk show. So we was out there, got backstage. I'm walking. I'm chopping it up with Don Q, and then out of nowhere,
this nigga just naming names. I just don't want y'all to know that. Yeah, what's up?
She walks down the hallway, and then she looks up and she gives a smile and a winks. I'm like, you have no idea what you just did.
Whoa. Oh, she gave you a smile and a wink.
A smile and a wink. So I'm like, I bet. Heard you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in the industry, but when I'm, listen,
try that.
I'm coming for you.
Now, Cola Ray.
I'm coming for Corey.
She bad. I ain't gonna lie.
Like,
my lord.
She bad. I can't lie.
She bad as shit.
She's bad. I was looking at her. You know, I don't really do like, you know, I like.
I'm like a little more yummy.
I like a little big. Like, you know what I mean? I
like it's her confidence, bro. Like, it's.
I like a swag.
Like, movie. That too. Yeah. But it's like, for me, it's like, yo, you hella petite. Slim too.
Yeah.
But you be moving your shit like you Nikki. Like, you come out. Like, I love her confidence,
she
bro.
Now she can move it.
I love it.
Yeah, no,
I love
she can
it.
Move that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So
like, I ain't even trying to kill. I'm trying to cuff you. Like, let me love you.
Wow.
I like
but I still
like
blow
that.
Your back out.
I like that.
No. I like that. Oh, but you still blow.
Oh, wow. I still blow your back out.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
No doubt.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, for sure.
I just hope you know that's the clip. That's the clip.
There she go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
She don't know.
Look at that one right there.
She don't know.
You see that? Oh, she don't know. With her and Nicki Minaj? That's her boyfriend?
She's fire, bro. She got it.
Bro.
She's fire. I don't care. She's fire. And I love a thick woman. Like, I would date a Lizzo 1,000%.
Really?
Really?
I love a Lizzo.
Ooh.
What? I love a Lizzo. Give me all that weight. Put it right here and we good.
Give me all that weight?
1,000%. Sure, you know what? Because she's comfortable with herself. I'm comfortable with a woman being comfortable with themselves. I don't like when a woman is like, she complains about it. She's like insecure and stuff or whatever in that nature. And she complains about it. Don't then fix it. If that's what you want to do, that's on you.
Hey, I ain't going to lie to you. I'm a skinny nigga. a proud skinny nigga.
What happened?
I can't do that.
You can't do it. I'm skinny too, though.
I can't do that.
I'm skinny too. I'm with you. I'm not like
you're not skinny.
I'm not skinny,
bro.
Skinny.
I'm not skinny. You're not skinny at all.
I'm not skinny at all. You calling me fat?
No, but you're not skinny, bro.
You're not skinny. But I'm not big though. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like those stocky guys that be messing with the
But you're not skinny either though.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what I am. I guess I'm in between build, right?
I don't think it got a name for it. It's just like I don't want to say average. Nobody's average.
Right.
It's just more like you.
You're slim, but not like...
Okay, slim. That's the right word, actually. Yeah. Might be slim,
slim
but...
Slim and tall. Like, you're...
I got some weight on me.
You have weight? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I got weight
on me. Yeah.
I go to the gym.
Like, you're not a small dude.
No. Not small by any... No. But Lizzo is definitely... She's a lot. She's a lot of woman, and I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do it.
But I'm one of those guys. I can't do it.
You can't, like you say,
it's the confidence for her.
1,000.
The confidence for Coyle Ray. It's all confidence.
It's all confidence. That's what that is for me. You know what I mean? If I was in the industry, I'll try Lizzo. I'll try that model, Majors. What's her name?
Tabria.
Tabria Majors. Mm-hmm. I'll try her 1,000%. Yeah, if you don't... Hey, you got it. She models for Fenty. Oh, I wish you knew her. She's...
You want him to put you on?
I mean, if Dane ends up meeting her
once in life,
text me, bro.
Keep my boy in mind when you meet.
I got you. I'm like, yo, man.
Hey, listen.
You feel me? Like,
let's have a conversation.
I mean, what I wanna do. Since we all putting our orders in, if you see
He said orders.
Hold on, let me get the notepad. Hold on, what's up?
You get a girl, you get a nigga.
What are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, shit, Chloe Bailey, you know what I mean? Come on.
But no, hold on now.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Don't do that.
Well, hold on now.
Don't do that. No, don't do that.
You already ordered something, my nigga. I can't make two.
No, you got two. You got choices out here.
Why you can't get Haley, though?
Huh? You got choices
can't
out
get
here.
The other one?
Which other one?
But Chloe and there's the other. Yeah.
I'm cool.
Oh, cool. All right, never mind. Yo, all love to old women, man. We just joking around.
That was definitely a bit toxic. Oh, I mean a little bit.
Yo, listen, I feel like since we moved to the studio, we've been PG, like low key.
And we know it's gonna happen when Dame pop up.
We get another more rated R MA.
You know what I mean? We missed that type of essence. Like it's
Mr. Ratchet.
It's been a minute since we even spoke about sex on this pod for real.
Oh, what we talking about? Cause I done been through some shit.
Oh,
I mean, you got something on your mind.
Let's talk about it.
You got something on your mind. Talk about it.
Listen, y'all females out here is nasty.
Oh.
Like, wow. Y'all.
Think about it. I'm going to ask you a quick question.
Talk to me.
And this has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
in other words, nothing to do with me.
It has nothing to do with me.
Okay. I'm putting things in the air.
Please. Go ahead.
How do you feel about getting slapped while having sex?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. I'm still a Brooklyn nigga at the end of the day.
You're not with it.
No.
You're not with no balance?
I'm just asking.
If she want a little bit, okay.
Like, would you slap her?
I ain't never slap a girl during sex. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's fun.
Like the... It's fun. Nah, I ain't never slap a girl. The only thing I slap was her ass.
Yeah, right.
But like, the most, I ain't gonna lie, I probably might choke a little too hard.
I slapped a couple of stomachs. Like, you know what I mean?
Yo, what? They ain't feel the type of way about that?
Not at all, because they know I embrace that.
I slapped a couple of the stomach.
When you know you hit it from the back, you slap the stomach. They love that shit. You grab it. It's a different vibe.
I ain't never heard that one before.
I promise you, you just got to try it. If just go to, whatever. Carry on.
Damn, I done lost my thought. shit.
That was crazy.
Nah, y'all females out here is nasty. Y'all really be with the shits.
Nah, they be with the shits. They want to get in the face, you know what I mean? Fucked in the face and all that other shit. And they also, you know what I mean, they going down to the ass now. You're not with that. Oh.
Let me explain something to y'all.
Okay, let's get it.
Be here.
If y'all going to be nasty while giving head, by all means, I'm with it. If you go past my balls, I'm liable to fight you like a nigga. Mm.
That's not
for you. No, not even a gooch.
Like, you don't like a little gooch lick?
All right, so let me keep it a bean with y'all. Let me keep it a bean with y'all. It was this one girl. I ain't going to name you, but you know who you are.
Hello. Mm.
She was giving some sloppy, like the spits was elite.
Yeah.
Lovely.
But I feel like she was trying to test me. Like, she was trying to, like, go lower and lower. Yeah. And, like, to the point where I'm like, whoa.
Yo, yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And I ain't gonna lie. Like, it got a little past the Gucci, and I was like, you're wild. Like, chill. Like, relax. You feel me?
Right.
I feel like some of y'all be on that shit on the regular. And it's niggas like me, I ain't with that shit. I ain't gonna call nobody out. If you like it, hey, by all means, have your fun, enjoy that. But that ain't my steez. I ain't with it.
What I'm saying is, after the pod, just hit me with that girl.
I got you.
Yes,
I got you.
Nah, I'm joking, of course. Nah, I'm playing. You know, the liquor's involved. I start talking reckless.
Sure.
But I don't mean anything I say. Yeah, he got me. Sure.
but I feel like a conversation like should be had, though, like,
definitely
for shit like that, you know what I mean? Like,
you
shouldn't just try that with,
because I feel like at this point it's like people get so comfortable with it and they do it on a regular now.
Right,
like, oh, I guess everybody likes this. Not even a little bit, shorty. Like, that ain't me.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, but Bar, you would try it. If a girl is going down there, would you stop her?
It depends. What mental pace I'm in at that point.
Yeah,
like, I mean, like, I'm not like it's. I may just be with it.
Yeah.
But like, I think it depends how comfortable I am with the shorty, though.
Okay.
You know I mean, I feel like I got to be a certain comfortable with her. I'm like, I'm cool. You know what I mean?
I feel like it's better it's better if she's a stranger.
Hell no.
No. What?
No.
Why?
Uh-uh. Nope.
You want to... You nope. So you would go
it's,
out.
It's a vulnerable thing. Why would you want it to be a stranger?
Because if I'm fucking a stranger just randomly off the rip, I'm already intoxicated, like out of my mind. So I'm definitely ain't gonna stop you on that.
Oh, so you're loose.
Oh, well, damn. She trying to say I got loose dick. You know what I mean? I'd be out here slinging.
Yeah.
But go ahead. What you about to say?
No, I was gonna say kind of what she said. Like, if he was out at a bar getting wild drinks, like, you would just be cool with just a random joint you met. Eating your ass instead of a girl that like you've been fucking for a minute?
I don't mind if the girl I've been fucking with for a minute eat my ass.
Mm-hmm.
But I also don't mind if the stranger from the bar eats my ass either. You know what I'm saying?
That's honesty.
Equal opportunist.
Both of them.
He's equal opportunist.
1,000%. I agree with you. It definitely depends on the mood. Because you ain't going to do that when I'm sober. You know what I'm saying? And I can't even be a little tipsy. I got to be like all the way.
So you have to be drunk in order for you to feel comfortable getting your ass ate like you feel right now? Like, you wouldn't just be like, yo, I'm with it.
Matter of fact, let me grow on that question real quick.
Go ahead.
let me grow on that question real quick. If a girl come up to you on some shit like, yo, I want to eat your ass.
No.
Just a girl?
Just a
joint?
No. Like,
you got to have some game about it.
Nah, yeah. You can't just
want nah, to nah, eat nah, my ass. Okay. Like, she want to give you dome, but she's like, nah, like, I want to eat your ass too.
Nah.
I ain't going to lie. Depending on how she delivers it, I might be like, whoa.
Yo,
I like your style, Queen.
I like your style.
Let's get it.
Hold on, that's different. Okay, what about y'all? Y'all be with it?
I've had it offer before.
Okay,
they've turned it down.
Not at all.
Now she's not with it. You don't like getting your butt wrapped?
That's a fact. So, have you ever eaten ass?
I have.
You have. Cool.
Well, not with a girl, with a man.
Both.
Will be.
I was shaking hand right now.
Hey, man. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? But it's the swag behind it. Yes. You don't, and do you ask the man or like y'all have conversation?
We have conversations, but it's kind of like they kind of hint at it. Like, hey, this is what I kind of want to explore the bedroom. And then one thing leads to another.
So let me ask you a question as a woman, right? The first time you ever experienced that with a guy, did you ever think or even question his sexuality?
No. Also, you kind of have to, like, women don't want to just eat a man's ass. Like, they're not pretty to look at.
Right.
Not at all.
Like, so there has, like, for a woman, there has to be that kind of, like, bond. Like, at least for my preference. Like,
okay.
It would have to be my boyfriend, not, like.
Got you. See, that's more understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. But, you know, there's some women out there that's cool with the vibes. You know what I'm saying? That they just get down with the whole shit. They don't even got to really know your name. You understand what I'm saying? And it's definitely been vibes like that, but I just don't mind if they go all the way, but I gotta be lit. I can't be sober. Cause then I'm gonna be like, hold on, you have to relax. Mm. You know what I mean? You gotta relax. It's a relaxed moment at that point.
Nah, I feel like you gotta be comfortable with the person. I gotta be. Ain't no NF, butts or maybes. I just gotta be comfortable with you. If I wanna explore with you, I gotta be comfortable.
For sure.
Do you so like in life, would you think that you'll probably be open to it ever or not?
If I really, I ain't gonna lie, if I really, really love the girl, not even love, if I'm really like with a girl that I could see as my shorty.
Yeah.
And we just in the moment probably, who knows?
Right.
But and I ain't gonna say like never ever.
Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You feel me? Like who knows?
Yeah. And I know you, I was about to say, I'm definitely smacked, by the way. 1000%. I'm definitely smacked. This tequila got me nice. I like this tequila. It's nice. It tastes, you know what I mean? It's crisp.
Anyway, I had a question too. I ain't gonna
lie. Oh, it's Tokyo question.
I want to go back to what Yomi said. In what ways did the dudes hint at wanting to get their ass ate? Like, did they like, you get head, dude getting head and like lift the leg up a little bit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like go down there.
Nah, I do that.
And keep it a bean. Did he do it?
Just was like
it
on some on
yeah? Was it
shit.
Was it some like regular shit or he had like Lamborghini doors? Like
no Lamborghini doors. Like it was just kind of like we had a conversation about it and then we went on about it. But
okay.
It wasn't Lamborghini doors.
Okay, Lamborghini doors.
Okay, yeah, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like if a man, I'm sorry, if you got Lamborghini doors and you a grown man, I'm
yeah. Nah, you can't do the Lamborghinis. Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's a little wild.
I've definitely only got close to it, like, cause there's a Gooch area, and then there's like the Gooch,
Gooch Plus,
like Plus,
Gooch Plus,
1000%, like you're there,
the EXT,
Gooch Plus,
like you're there, like
$10.99 a month for that one. I ain't gonna lie, you know what I mean? That's a subscription base. That's a subscription base.
The Gooch Plus. I'm dead.
You gotta pay extra for that one, sis.
$10.99.
Nah, nigga.
Go there. You can't,
you know what I mean? Nah, bro.
Nah, yo. You're stupid. Nah, that was the line. That was the one. That was the one for the podcast.
That was good.
That was the one. Subscription base. Right,
Gooch
hashtag.
Plus. Gooch Plus is it? Oh, that's the name of the pod.
Gooch Plus.
Gooch Plus.
That's funny.
You might get canceled.
How the fuck did we get here?
Toxic. You, cause you in.
Hey man,
you tired? Yeah, Dana's here.
Y'all know ain't never gonna be no filter when I'm around.
You know what I mean? We here. We toxic. You know what I mean? Wow, this was an amazing pod, man. I enjoyed this, and I'm smacked. I'm not even gonna.
Nah, this was lit. This was lit.
I ain't eat nothing. I didn't eat nothing. Nah, see, well, I'm not eating ass though.
You ain't ass at all. That's not on your menu.
The roles reverse. Mm-hmm. I would only eat your ass if you like were like my girl.
Okay.
And like we're moving towards something special, period. I'm not about to just eat your ass. I'm not about to do
that. Ain't nobody going out here eating random ass. Nah, you eating random ass.
You'd be surprised, now.
You would be surprised.
You'd be surprised.
Random ass?
Random ass,
niggas,
bro.
Niggas eat ass out here like on a red.
Niggas eat ass.
But random?
I mean, yeah.
Like if I meet you today.
Yeah. Yes. Niggas randomly, remember like before eating pussy was a thing, like niggas was eating all random girl pussy, just random. You know what I'm saying?
My dude, not either.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? But
random pussy, yeah, there's something wrong with that.
Well, like, I'm talking about, for them, I don't do that. You know what I mean? It's cool. I got to at least know you.
That's what I'm saying.
At least. Like, let's have a conversation. What's your name? Oh, okay.
What's your last name?
What's your last name? You know what I'm saying? What's really what it is.
Type shit.
How about your middle name? Okay, cool.
Yeah, even.
You know what I mean? So I got to know you. I got to know you for me to eat your shit. But I'm definitely eating ass if we're not in a relationship.
That's what I'm saying.
But you got anything to promote? Anything else? You got some singles out and shit like that?
Ooh, singles. I am actually trying to put out a single by, what's the date right now? Probably by the end of September. I just recorded it last week. Bro. And I ain't gonna lie to the feedback I've got from this song. Like, everybody fuck with it. Bro. Everybody fuck with it.
I can't
it.
Wait.
Nice, some rap shit?
Nice little smooth beat, but it's okay. Like, okay, nah, this got a little bop to it.
No doubt.
Say that. Like, I'm excited. You know what I mean? We're gonna shout you out on the pod. You already know how we give it up.
Oh, of course.
That's always love.
Y'all know I'm gonna come back too.
Oh, see, I like,
bro,
you see, like,
know that. It's love. Yeah,
it's family shit type shit. But yeah, man, this is In Living Black. We gotta get out of here. Jabari, thank you for being beautiful.
Appreciate you, God.
Dane, thank you for being here. Appreciate
thank you for being toxic, y'all.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Much definitely. Needed.
Appreciate y'all. So,
definitely. Yomi, I appreciate you as always.
Work. Homie Yomi.
Yeah, she had Homie Yomi. She had a voice today. So you see what I'm saying? She was in
here. The voice.
Steph, appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro. Coming
you know what I mean? Coming out. Notch, as always, you know whatever. The fucking vibes.
Right. And it was amazing meeting y'all, by the way. I ain't say hi to you off rip. I apologize. But
episode 174.
Yep.
This is In Living Black. You ain't know the vibes. We out of here.
Dang. Oh, man, that was hot.